Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we will be discussing this very hot topic that actually has been hot, hot, hot throughout all of church history. Triune God? In other words, a God who is one in his being in essence, but is tri-personal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Where do we come up with this idea of a triune God? Because again, as Christians, let me now preface that by saying true, born-again, evangelical Christians, we all would certainly stand up and declare the fact that God is one in his being in essence and he is tri-personal, right? Again, we don't come up with this in terms of, well, this is just something we figured out on our own. I mean, as humans, we would never come up with one being three persons. Why? Because we've never seen something like that before, right? I mean, we are, like, I'm one being, right? I am one in my being in essence. How many persons? One person, right? So this idea of tri-personal, I mean, that's not something we as humans have ever seen. So how is it that we, as true, born-again, evangelical Christians, how is it that we believe in a triune God? Well, we believe in a triune God because that's what God's word tells us about God. Now, interestingly, we don't see the word Trinity in the Bible, right? That was a word that actually, father of Latin theology, Tertullian, he's the one who came up with that word Trinity. But you don't need a proof text where you see the word Trinity to be able to say, okay, we believe in a triune God. No, because we see the idea of God, one in being in essence, tri-personal. We see that throughout Scripture. Where's the first place we see the Trinity? You guys know? Genesis chapter 1, right? In the beginning, God, that's the Father, created, right? And the Holy Spirit hovering over everything. Third person, the Trinity. And God said, the Word spoke. Who's the Word? John 1:3, who became flesh and dwelt, who created all things. Jesus, second person, the Trinity, right? So we see right at the beginning of the Bible, okay? Triune God. Throughout the Old Testament. Let's see. We see the Son in the Old Testament, right? Actually, the Father in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32. We see the Son in the Old Testament, Psalm 2. We see the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, Psalm 51. So throughout the Old Testament, we see this idea of a triune God, right? Obviously, that has became much clearer as the New Testament writers, inspired by the Holy Spirit, really spoke more and more about the Trinity, right? Or this idea of the triune God. Remember in Matthew 28, Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, what did he say to his disciples? Verses 19 and 20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name, not names, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name, right? You see it right there? In the name, one God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see it? Triune. It's right there. How about in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul, concluding his letter to the Corinthians, he gives them a blessing, a doxology, where he says in chapter 13, verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, second person of the Trinity, and the love of God, the Father, first person of the Trinity, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, be with you all. You see the idea of a triune God right there as well, right? You see it, Revelation chapter 1. You see the idea of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay? So, this idea of one God in his being and essence, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not something that we as humans have come up with. This is something that God has clearly revealed to us through the word of truth, which he has graciously given to us, right? To deny the Trinity is to deny the God of the Bible. That simple. It is to believe in a completely different God, which is no God at all, right? We believe that God is righteous. How do we know that? Because God tells us that in his word. We believe God is just, right? How do we know that? Because God tells us that in his word. We believe that God is compassionate. How do we know that? Because God tells us that in his word. We believe that God is one and is being in essence three persons. How do we know that? God tells us that in his word. Now, this idea of a triune God has been attacked from the very, very beginning of the early church, right? There were many heretics who attempted to disprove the Trinity. Many heretics who would deny the either deity or humanity of Christ, right? Who was a heretic in the early church who denied the deity of Christ? Arius, remember him? Right? He was a person who said that Jesus was a created being, but not the creator. Obviously denying John 1:3. So what he said was that Jesus was not divine. So he accepted the humanity of Christ, but he denied the deity of Christ. 325 AD, Council of Nicaea, they showed Arius to be a heretic. We also see other heretics who they denied the humanity of Christ. They would uphold the deity of Christ, but they denied the humanity of Christ. Docetists. Docetism basically was a false teaching that said that there's absolutely no way that a holy God would take on the form of flesh. Because the Docetists, they were pretty much kind of like the Gnostics, right? Who said that this material world, right, including our bodies and so forth, was evil. So they said there's no way a holy God would take on the form of flesh. No way a holy God would come to this filthy world, right? Filthy material world. Well, the question was, okay, Mr. Docetist, or you heretic Docetist, a bunch of heretics, how do you explain that people saw Jesus? Here's what they said. They said he only seemed to be in the flesh or appeared to be human, but he really wasn't. And Docetism was the name of this heretical system because dokes in the Greek means seems or appears to. So Docetists denied the humanity of Christ. Again, by doing that, you're denying the Jesus of the Bible. Now, interestingly also, you've got people who, and by the way, you do know when it comes to denying the deity of Christ, modern day Arians, Arians, you would say the Jehovah's Witnesses, right? Because they deny the deity of Christ. You say the Mormons, they deny the deity of Christ. You would say the Muslims, they deny the deity of Christ. So again, they deny the triunity of God, right? Also, Jehovah's Witnesses deny the deity of the Holy Spirit. So do the Muslims. So the Mormons. They deny that the Holy Spirit is actually the third person of the Trinity, because they deny the Trinity. They deny that the Holy Spirit actually is a person. They say the Holy Spirit is an impersonal force, energy force. Okay? Now, that's interesting. Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira, remember those liars in the early church? They brought an offering to the apostles there in the church service, laid it before Peter, and Peter knew that they were lying on the amount they said that they had received from the sale of some real estate. And Peter said, "You have lied to the Holy Spirit. You have lied to God. So, Scripture clearly declares that the Holy Spirit is divine, right? Not that the Holy Spirit is not some sort of impersonal it, right? Scripture declares that the third person of the Trinity is the third person of the Trinity, co-equal, co-eternal, consubstantial with the Father and the Son. To deny the Holy Spirit as being, to deny that the Holy Spirit is God, God the Holy Spirit, is to deny the Trinity, right? And so, Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses deny the divinity of the Holy Spirit. They deny the Trinity, right? They worship a completely different God. You do realize that Muslims and Christians do not worship the same God. Allah is not the same God of the Bible. You do know that, okay? And I've heard people say it all the time. Well, we all worship the same God. Allah is just a different name for the God of the Bible. No, 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 no. We believe in a triune God. Muslims say we worship three gods. We don't worship three gods. We worship one God. One who is, he is one in his being and essence, but he's tri-personal. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And therefore, the God we worship, the one true living holy God of this universe, is not the same God of the Muslims, not the same God of the Mormons, not the same God of the Jehovah's Witnesses. You do understand that, right? But you need to understand something else. It's not just these other groups, these cult groups like them, that deny the Trinity of God. There are those who are in evangelical Protestant circles. Ready? Who deny the Trinity. We'll talk more about that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where we are continuing our discussion on the idea of the Trinity. God, one in his being and essence, tri-personal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal, consubstantial. Not three gods, one God, three persons. And again, this is a concept that is hard for us as humans to understand simply because we have never seen this, right? Again, as a human, I am one in my being and essence, and I am one person, right? You're one in your being and essence, you're one person. But this idea of God being one in his being and essence, but three persons, that's something that we as humans, again, have never seen and thus could never have come up with on our own. Well, why is it is that we as true, born-again evangelical Christians believe in the triune God? It's because God in his grace has revealed himself to us in that way, right? I mean, think about the nation of Israel. How could the nation, I mean, why did Abraham, let's use that as an example, him as an example, Abraham. Why did Abraham believe of the Bible? Why did Abraham believe in the God of the Bible? Because he revealed himself to him. Remember, Abraham's father was a pagan. Abraham's father was worshiping idols, right? How does Abraham all of a sudden go up? I know you're the real God. God revealed himself, right? Moses, right? I mean, the list goes on and on. How did the people in the Old Testament, how did they know? Because there were many, many false gods back then, right? God revealed himself to them. Well, how is it that we know that God is triune? Because God has revealed himself to us that way. We didn't come up with this. We didn't make this up. We're not speculating on, I think maybe this is. No, He has revealed himself that way. And again, we as humans would have never come up with this idea because we could have never thought of something like that, right? Because we've never seen something like that. We believe in the Trinity simply because God says, this is who I am, this is how I am. And we see example after example after example throughout the scriptures of the Trinity. Though we don't see the word, right? We as we discussed on the first part of the show, that word came later. Tertullian, Latin church father of Latin theology, he is the one who came up with that word. But you have to understand, just because you don't have a proof text, one verse that says the word Trinity, that doesn't mean that we have to say, okay, no, there's no such thing as Trinity. Just because you don't have a proof text, it's okay. You look at the overall biblical context. And throughout Old Testament, New Testament, we see God is one in his being in essence, three persons. Now, as we saw in the first part of the show, we talked about some religions who talk a lot about Jesus, say they believe in Jesus, yet they deny the Trinity. We talked about some the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses. We talked about the Muslims. Well, if they deny the Trinity, either denying the deity of Christ or denying the personhood and deity of the Holy Spirit, right? Which, by the way, all three of those groups do. They deny the Trinity. Do they believe in the same God as the God of the Bible? The answer is no. Absolutely not. And therefore, we have to understand that those who deny the triunity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, three persons, those who deny that are worshiping a different God, right? And so, but I wanted to discuss with you on this part of the show, unfortunately, in Protestant circles, you've got groups who deny the Trinity. And again, that was a heresy that the early church had to deal with. There was a heresy called modalism or monarchianism, which basically said there's one God, he is one person, but he reveals himself in different ways at different times. The idea was that God, one being, one person, revealed himself in different modes. Sometimes he revealed himself as the Father, Old Testament. Sometimes he revealed himself as the Son, Gospels. Sometimes he reveals himself as the Holy Spirit, Acts, and on. Do you understand what I'm saying here? They deny that God is one in his being, three persons. They say he is one in his being, one person, who reveals himself in different modes, modalism, at different times. Right? It's kind of like God wears three different masks. Sometimes the mask of the Father, sometimes the mask of the Son, sometimes the mask of the Holy Spirit. Make sense? It's called modalism. That was declared heresy by the early church because modalists obviously deny the Trinity, right? Again, one God in his being and essence, three persons. Not, as the modalists say, one God, one is being in essence one person who reveals himself in three different modes. Make sense? Today, a very large and fast-growing movement within the Pentecostal charismatic movement is a group of people called Oneness Pentecostals. Oneness. Why are they called Oneness? Because they are modern-day modalists who say God is one in his being and essence. He is one person. He reveals himself in different modes, different masks. Within the Pentecostal movement, which I believe is about 500 million people worldwide, it is estimated that there are approximately, if I am correct on this number, about 125 million of the 500 million 125 million oneness Pentecostals within the charismatic Pentecostal movement. In fact, there are some very well-known Pentecostal preachers who, as you listen to their teaching, sound very much like modalists, modern-day modalists. They deny the Trinity. Guys, that's heresy. That's why I'm very concerned about the charismatic Pentecostal movement, because when you look at within 500 million worldwide, 125 million are oneness Pentecostals, what percentage within the overall movement are modalists? Well, the early church declared as heresy. Well, Andrew, why would these oneness Pentecostals say that God is one and is being, in essence, one person and reveals himself in different modes? Why would they say that? Well, in fairness, it is hard for us as finite, sinful humans to understand our infinite, holy, perfect God. I mean, it's hard for to get our minds around the concept of the Trinity. But we need to get our minds around it the best we can, because that's the way God reveals himself to us in Scripture. And so just because we don't understand every intricate detail of how God could be one in his being and essence in three persons, regardless, you don't understand. Well, give an example. The Bible talks about God is sovereign in salvation, meaning he is the one who chooses. Man doesn't choose. It is all of God's grace and all for God's glory. Yet the Bible also says, on the other hand, humans are responsible for not choosing God and rejecting Christ. How do you work those two things out? God is sovereign on one hand, humans are responsible on the other hand. You know what? You know how you work it out? Both are true. And you submit to it. You don't try to wrap your arms around something that God says. Every major Bible doctrine has that type of thing. Again, think of it. Jesus, here on earth. One person, how many natures? Two natures, divine and human. Well, get your mind around that one. How's that possible? Right? Because that's what the Bible says. Who wrote the Bible? God or man? God, fired through man. Well, how do you work that part out? How's that work out? Right? Who's living your Christian life? Paul says, that was great. It's not me who lives, but Holy Spirit in me. Right? Seriously, is it just the Holy Spirit living your Christian life? You want to give the Holy Spirit credit for your sins yesterday? Right? 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 So it's like, how do you reconcile these major Bible doctrines? You can't as a human. That's because God is infinite. What do you say in Isaiah 55? My ways are above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. So when God revealed, why do we trust in these Bible doctrines? Because that's how what God tells us. And I'm perfectly comfortable being in the middle of that tension. God is sovereign in salvation. Humans are responsible before God. How's that work out? I don't know. But that's what God says. I'm comfortable in that tension. Jesus, one person, two natures here on earth, divine and human, perfectly united, not mixed, not divided, so forth. How do I reconcile it? I don't. I'm comfortable living in that tension. And it's the same with the Trinity. How do you reconcile one God and his being, in essence, three persons? I don't know, right? But that's what God says. And so, to answer the question, why do modern-day modalists, one is Pentecostals, say, oh, no, we don't believe in one God, three persons. We believe in one God, one person, who reveals himself in three different modes. The first thing I have to say is, look, I understand that the concept of the Trinity is, it's definitely something way above what our minds can understand, right? But that still does not give us an excuse to deny the clear truths of Scripture. For us in our peanut finite minds to wrap our arms around it. No. And I guess here's my question to the one is Pentecostals, modern day modalists, who deny the Trinity and say that God reveals himself in different modes. Matthew chapter 3. You remember Jesus getting baptized? Verses 16 and 17, after Jesus was baptized. So Jesus, which person of the Trinity? Second person of the Trinity. He came up out of the water. And behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. Which person of the Trinity? Third person of the Trinity. And then verse 17, behold, a voice out of the heavens said. Whose voice was that? God the Father, first person of the Trinity. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. How does a oneness Pentecost who says that God reveals himself in different modes get around this one? Which mask was he wearing at this point? Right? You see the three persons of the Trinity right there. Same. You see it? One God, three persons, right? Modern day modalists has no answer for this. Because again, they say God reveals himself in different modes, in different ways, in different times. Well, I'm sorry, God revealed himself how? Exactly how he is. One God, three persons, right there at the same time. So, why do we believe that God is triune? Because that's what God tells us. Do we fully grasp our awesome, holy, infinite God? No, but why should we expect to? We're finite, unholy beings. So whatever God's word says about God to us, we submit to it. We thank God that he's graciously revealed himself to us. And we understand Deuteronomy 29:29. Secret things belong to God. But those things he has graciously revealed to us, we need to obey him, right? God is one in his being and essence, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal, consubstantial. That is the type of God I want to serve. One who is so, so awesome, infinite in his being and perfection, that I just drop to my knees and say, God, you are absolutely awesome and amazing, and I worship you. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.